witchcraft, spiritual powers, and new life in Christ Jesus. Some say witchcraft is an African magic, an African spirit, or demonic powers dominant on the African continent, but the Apostle Paul speaks of it as satanic powers that are dominant in the present world. In the light of the transforming power of the gospel, we must consider the revelation of God about himself, the world we live in, and the powers of darkness at work in the world. A better understanding of this cosmic struggle of satanic influence, known as witchcraft, is an important consideration for all who call themselves Christian and live throughout Africa. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft is a common practice in many cultures across the world, but especially common in Africa. It is a broad term of beliefs and has hierarchical levels. It includes satanic or demonic powers and the practice of magic. It is a belief that some people have spiritual powers and are able to control and influence others, positively or negatively. It involves a service provider who provides medicine, namely a traditional healer, witch doctor, also called sangoma, or a diviner, someone with the ability to do divination, a person assisting the witch doctor, the agent or helper, and then a person in need of assistance, the patient. Senior witches with high supernatural powers are called kings or queens, and they give the agents tasks to perform, like assisting the needy if they are meant to do good, or to negatively manipulate, causing damage and disaster. The latter may be considered as evil spirits or demons. Further definitions on this subject describe witchcraft as a feminine noun, employment of witches, while the substance obtained from or through a witch is a masculine noun, which is something done by an art of magic or witchcraft. However, there is often a differentiation between witches and sorcerers due to the fact that their spiritual powers come from inside and not through instruments or objects. It implies that witches can curse someone without using a stick, while a sorcerer must use an instrument or object. However, there is no witch doctor who is not a witch. All witch doctors have an altar or source from where they receive their supernatural powers. Furthermore, witchcraft can be understood as a demonic power, similar to spirit possession, a condition in which one or more evil spirits or demons inhabit the body of a human being and can take control of their victim at will. In some cases, those who are possessed by spirits are considered as helping their communities by giving spiritual direction, divination, or by providing medicine. But there are those who use witchcraft with evil intention, destruction, subjection, and death. The fact remains that instead of promoting harmony and peace, witchcraft spreads terror, superstition, division, envy, and confusion. Does witchcraft really exist? When we look at the social impact of witchcraft, we see that it is not a belief system working in isolation, but rather a working system affecting a wider, integrated, and shared belief system. For some, witchcraft is a source of misfortune, disease, and death, while for others, it is a source of life and protection. This is because there are also good witch doctors who are able, through magic, to manipulate a situation for someone's benefit. Consequently, it can cause others to envy that person's success. They may try to block this good fortune through witchcraft, which would cause the prospering person to seek protection from a good witch doctor. Most witch doctors have an animist mentality, meaning they believe everything in life happens as a result of invisible forces, be that success or failure, an accident or disease. Sometimes it goes to the extent of physical and physiological diseases and even death, thereby forcing victims to seek help from a witch doctor. While a handful of witch doctors might refer someone to the church, the majority will, instead of providing a vital solution, lead a person into bondage by taking total control of their life. So many Africans, when in need of protection or resources, will trust a witch doctor instead of living an honest and rational life or working hard to achieve success. Witchcraft in Mozambique. Witchcraft is a common practice in Mozambique. Although many people do not speak of their involvement openly because they fear how they will be perceived by others. Although the definition of witchcraft has a wide range of interpretations, in Mozambique, there are two important words used. Firstly, curanderismo refers to the process of receiving healing through a spiritual intervention provided by a witch doctor. Whenever a medical doctor cannot cure a sickness, people will run to a witch doctor, implying that someone is bewitching the person and that's why the doctor cannot heal them. Secondly, feitiçaria is the spiritual action perpetuated by bad spirits. A person with a bad spirit is called feiticeiro. It implies, therefore, that witchcraft has both a physical and a spiritual side. The curandero, or witch doctor, is seen as a person who does good, providing medicine or curing the sick, even though they use witchcraft, causing spiritual and emotional manipulation, which leads to depression, misfortune, poverty, and sickness. Where do sangomas come from? Someone may recognize qualities in a certain witch doctor and ask them to train them to also become a witch doctor. A person could also be instructed through a dream to go for training. There are even cases where a person is called by certain spirits to take over the work of a predecessor. The time of training differs from person to person and could range from a couple of days to a couple of months. The person will usually come home healthy from a physical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view, they'll be filled with evil spirits. When their training is done, the person comes back with the skills and materials to perform the work of a witch doctor. Some people are born with a witching spirit. Others are consecrated at an early age. But most of the time, it is passed on from a family member who has a witching spirit and then trains a child or close relative to replace them. Passing on a witching spirit is sometimes done in a deceiving way. The person looking for help will approach a sangoma or witch doctor for help. The witch doctor will lie to the person, passing on the witching spirit to the patient, by which he will then control and manipulate them for personal gain or spiritual interest. So the patient becomes the witch doctor's victim. It is important to mention that a witching spirit is often motivated by jealousy. Witchcraft, sorcery, or superstition are all satanic influences and therefore outside of God's will for humankind. What is the impact of witchcraft? The impact of witchcraft is immense in our society today, both in the cities and smaller villages. Even though technological advancements and globalization have reached many rural areas, it does not stop people from committing their lives to witchcraft. As mentioned, witchcraft works through various satanic or demonic activities. Firstly, there is demonic oppression, which can cause someone to experience negative physical or emotional symptoms, like feeling ill, sad, or troubled. Although not all oppressions are a result of demonic influence, there are certain sicknesses which seem to manifest as a result of witchcraft. Secondly, there is demon obsession, which is a situation where mind-binding spirits, mind-bleeding spirits, and mind confusion spirits fill the mind of the victim with fear or false ideas, scenes, and mental pictures so that they become continually depressed. Self-accusation and self-condemnation are some characteristics of the obsessed person. Thirdly, demon subjection is a form of control that a malevolent spirit brings to an individual through the power of darkness. It is so severe that the victim loses all control and the evil spirit assumes total control. This subjection manifests itself as a form of slavery to anything, can destroy a life, and could include things like drugs, sexual impurity, violent temper, uncontrolled thoughts, resistance to divine things, religious delusion, self-pity, and many others. Lastly, there is demon possession, which is a condition by which one or more evil spirits or demons inhabit the body of a human being and take control of the victim at will. Witchcraft is not limited to specific cultures or religions. It does not only affect poor, indigenous, or uneducated people, but also the rich, owners of big companies, politicians, or even churchgoers and pastors. It can affect all those who have not fully put their faith in Jesus Christ, who, when their circumstances are out of their control, will turn to witchcraft. The truth is, when there is no true trust in the living God, people will turn to witchcraft or other demonic spirits that deny the lordship of Christ. How does the gospel inform a response to these forces of darkness? The issue of witchcraft must be tackled with the understanding that the Great Commission directs us to disciple people so that they grasp the new life we have in Christ Jesus. Often, our poor understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit hinders us to grasp how evil spirits work. So as Christians, we should ask for discernment from the Holy Spirit to clearly understand the manifestation of evil spirits. Our first step in dealing with witchcraft is to lead people to acknowledge Jesus Christ in their lives. Everyone who receives Jesus in their hearts becomes a son of God, and Jesus alone has the power to set people free. No matter how deeply someone might be involved in witchcraft, confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior is the key to true salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come." This implies that to be in Christ is a turning point. In conclusion, the Apostle Paul sets up an approach to Christian ministry when he says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.